what has been our aim of studying Raj Yoga? What has been your aim for studying Raj Yoga? To become pure. Hitomi? What has been our aim? To become equal to Baba. Perfect. All virtuous. Completely viceless. 16 celestial degrees complete. That has been our aim, isn't it? Of studying Raj Yoga. So one is, we want to become whatever we may call karmatit, like Lakshmi Narayan or angel or deity or whatever we may call. That's the aim of studying. And the aim in Brahman life is not only to become Bab Saman, but to glorify Baba. Isn't it? Why we are doing all the service? To reveal Baba to the whole world. And our slogan is, if I change, world will change. So that's why we have to have first aim to change ourselves. Which means we have to die alive. Die from our old relatives, sanskars, our social custom system, everything. Because, many times we were holding on to, this is what I'm used to. This is my habit, This is my sanskar. This is my lifestyle. Like that, we used to say, I used to do this in my Laukik life. Or my parents used to like me to do this. So we were following our parents. You are not getting translation in Russian? So what's wrong, brother? Translation? Do they need to sit at the back, or is it okay if they are sitting anywhere? many times, we were holding on to our social system and custom and sanskar and all. But now we have to remind ourselves, who am I? Brahman. What I have to become? Deity. So our aim should be always there in front of us. Should not forget our aim. Because Baba says, stay in a Laukik life, in the worldly life. But become equal to Father. Remain pure like a lotus flower. So that has been Baba advising us all the time. So we can't say, I can't do this, this is difficult, all excuses. Baba is teaching us. He is giving us direction. Not only that, But Baba is giving us strength. How to become, what to become. So that's why our effort should be such that we never forget our aim and we follow Mother, Father. Don't compare yourself with anybody else. Because our sanskars were, we used to compare with our friends and relations and colleagues and everybody. Now, not to compare with them. Not to compete with them. What we have to do is compare ourselves with Mama Baba and follow their example. And also, today's only, I think Murali Baba was saying, we have to pay attention to all the four subjects. All are important. Not just having love for service or just yoga. Because some people say, oh, I love yoga. I don't like Murali. Some people will say, oh, Gyan, I know. I would like to do service. I can read Murali to myself. Sometimes we say, okay, I listen to webcast. Then we say, oh, no, but I'm getting on internet, I will wake up any time I like and read Murali any time I like. So sometimes we become slack in study. But we have to be knowledgeful. Volume is not big enough for my talk. English. So knowledge, not only we have to know I am soul and this is Baba and this is cycle and this. But we have to be implementing each and every point of jnana in our practical life. We are soul conscious all the time, God conscious all the time. And not asking question, what, why, how, etc. Because when we are asking question means I don't know. And we should not be surprised at anything. Because if I'm surprised, it means I've forgotten that whatever is happening is according to drama. And drama also, we have to be careful not to use it in a wrong way. Because many times, no, you make mistake and say, drama. No. Drama, we have to remember when we have to forget the past. Not make mistake and say drama. At the same time, we have to remain observer of the drama and the part of all human beings. They are playing their part. So when I am aware that all are actors playing their part, then I will not be surprised or questioning why they are like this and why don't they do like this. And everybody is playing their part. So no question of why and how and when and what. So remain stable on drama. Many things may go wrong in our life. Those obstacles will come. Problems will come. People may not be nice to us. So we should not say, oh, why they are like this to me, they are nice to others. No, that's drama and karma. If I'm stable on drama and karma, I won't ask all those questions, why, what, how, or they should not be doing like this, why they are doing like that. No, each actor has got their part and they're playing their part. So if I am observer of the drama and the role of each and every individual, I'll be stable and unshakable. Whatever situation is there, somebody may insult me. They are playing their part. Somebody will criticize me. They are playing their part. Somebody is defaming me. So Baba says, listen through one ear, take out through other. If I'm hurt, taking sorrow, it means I'm not stable on drama and karma. And that's what Baba says, don't take sorrow, don't give sorrow. And many times we are very careful not to give sorrow. But we take sorrow. Because we are sensitive. We are not sensible using yarn points at that time. If we are sensible and using yarn points, then we won't feel insulted. But if we are sensitive, then we get upset at every point. If somebody doesn't smile, say, oh, they are not friendly with me. If somebody doesn't say Om Shanti, oh, they've got ego. They don't even say Om Shanti. They don't even appreciate me. So all these waste thought, negative thoughts or questions should not be there. So I have to remain observer and detached or not influenced by whatever is happening. Obstacles will come. But I should be so much powerful that I am able to destroy those obstacles. Health problem, wealth problem, relationship problem, natural calamities, terrorism, all sorts of things will happen. It's Kaliyug. Accidental death of friends, relations. So in all situations, I have to remain stable and unshakable. People may insult me, or some people may praise me. Stability is such that even if people praise me, I should not feel proud. If they defame me, I should not feel depressed or unhappy or having negative feeling that I must now take revenge. So in any situation, I should remain stable. That's the knowledgeful soul. Then I should be very powerful, because if I'm good in yoga, I'll be powerful. If I'm knowledgeful, it means I'm lighthouse. If I'm powerful yogi, I'll be mighthouse. So my yoga should be just like Baba, no? Constant yogi. And for that, Baba says, become economical. To have powerful yoga, I should be economical, not wasting my treasures, time, thoughts, knowledge, happiness. So I had to see that I am valuing my treasure and not wasting that. Knowledge also. We don't need to give each and every point all to everybody. We have to feel the pulse and give whatever people need. So sometimes Brahman are so enthusiastic. In 1 hour they will give 7 days course. Or they will take 7 hours to give one lesson. So they waste a lot of time, no? If you are taking long to give the course, rather than 1 hour, if you take even 1.5 hours, it means you have wasted your time. And so I had to see that I am valuing my every treasure and not wasting anything. Also, I have to be having love for none but one. Ek Nami. The Hindi term is Ek Nami. Remember only one. Baba, Baba all the time. Not having love for everybody or many friends. Baba is my only friend. He's my father, mother, teacher, guru, everything. Because the first thing Baba says, forget your body, bodily relations, all one. And I should love solitude. Because sometimes people, when they are alone, they say, oh, I feel lonely. Why not make Baba your companion? Talk to Baba. So they will love solitude. But just as Baba had balanced life, if he was alone, he will enjoy. If he was with other people, he will enjoy. If we are in gathering also, we should enjoy. And Baba was child with children, old man with old people. So he would be able to mix with anyone and entertain them. On one hand, he was entertaining. On other hand, he was serious. No? Suddenly, he will become avyakt, angelic. Especially in the last days, Brahma Baba, he was not interested even in service news. In the early days, as soon as somebody will come after doing some service, he will ask for the report and in detail he would listen. But in the end, he will be in subtle region. So after somebody had given half an hour news, he'll say, daughter, what did you say? As if he hasn't heard anything. So that's where we have to learn to be avyakt in corporeal stage. All the time avyakt and alaukik. With laukik also, alaukik relationship. And yogi means we have to follow all maryadas. Eating pure food, cooked by in Baba's remembrance. Having good company today also, Baba was emphasizing, pay attention to your company. Which means, what you are reading, what you are listening, what you are seeing. We have to be careful. With whoever you are interacting, you have to see if they are negative or talking full of some mayavi rubbish. Don't entertain them or entertain yourself. Just be yukti-yukti in that situation and say goodbye, I'm busy, give some excuse. Rather than listening to their gossip. So, yogi, powerful yogi, that we are might house, or master almighty authority. And master almighty authority means everything easy. Everything possible. Nothing impossible. And whatever task we undertake, success. So both will help us to be successful. Faith, because faith will always bring victory. So complete faith in Baba, myself, knowledge. As well as yogi yukta. And dharana, main thing as today Baba was emphasizing on, we have to have such a powerful stage that we are able to reveal Baba through our face and features. We should be so much in soul consciousness that people, when they see us, they see us as soul. At the moment, we have to give minimum 1 hour lesson about who are we, isn't it? And in some of the centers, they give 2-3 lessons on soul consciousness, or soul, what is soul. But then, Baba says, when they see your face, they should realize you are a soul. As well as, they should see you as angel or deity, our future form. Or they should have vision of Baba when they see us. So that is our powerful stage. And today especially Baba was talking about being simple, straightforward. Our thoughts, words, action should be simple, straightforward, clear. Then, Baba had balanced life. Brahma Baba's speciality was very balanced. Means balance of soul and body. Spirituality as well as looking after body. Because Baba says many times, not only be knowledgeful about the spiritual knowledge, but you have to be knowledgeful about how to look after your health or body. So having that balance, so neither neglect body nor neglect soul. Balance of being loving and detached. So love for everybody. Because, no, even Brahma Baba, he used to stay with 400 people. For 14 years, 400 people staying under one roof. So his Laukik wife, his daughters, son, daughter-in-law, everybody staying together. But his interaction and relationship with any of the others was same as his blood relationship. Nobody could say that, oh, Baba is doing favor to Nirmal Shanta Dadi or Brijendra Dadi or his sons or anyone. He used to treat them equally lovefully. Everybody used to feel, Baba loves me so much. Whoever used to come in front of Baba, they used to feel, Baba loves me most. So much loving, unlimited love and selfless love. Unconditional love. Because my experience is Baba's discerning power was so much and he was so much trikal that he would know your past, present, future within 5 minutes. You sit in front of Baba, talk few things and Baba will know. And still he would talk lovefully. Even if you knew that he was no murderer before Gyan, you would be still loving. And I know so many of them had been to Gyan in the days of Baba. But he was equally loving. So many came with the intention of killing him, and that also because of his love. They really changed their mind. So he was loving, but very detached. Whenever anybody left the body, or left Gyan, because in days of Brahma Baba also so many people left Gyan, especially in the period of beggary or when the yajna went through the hard time of finances. So many left, his own children left. But he was detached. No, if somebody, no, when they surrendered, some of them came with lots of jewelry or money, or especially jewelry. Many sisters brought their jewelry. And when they were leaving Yajna, they said, Baba, I brought so much jewelry, I want to take it back. Baba said, okay. And he had so much discerning power because it was part of beggary. So many surrender sisters, whatever they had brought, he had sold it. But he knew that these sisters may not last long. So he told Mama to keep those jewelry aside. And if when they said, Baba, I'm going, my Laukiks are calling me, because that was the excuse, no, for them to leave Yajna. So he said, okay, take your things. And they left. So he was completely detached. Whatever situation came, because there was opposition, as you know, so much opposition. But he was never worried, always carefree. When there was no money, no chapati flour, no vegetables, he never worried that how am I going to feed these 400 people. He managed somehow or other, beggary part. So, carefree. Baba is there. Baba will look after. Always light. So on one hand, he was caring. Caring. Loving means care. If any sister used to travel alone, he would say, okay, when you reached home, send telegram, you have reached safely. So that's how he used to either give some companion to travel with or get the news that they have reached safely. And also if he used to get some letters of some others in bondage, he would specially give them sakash. So that was his love and care for them. And on one hand, whenever they left body, remain stable. Mama left body, Bhav left body before him. He remained stable. So, balance of humility and intoxication. On one hand, very humble, saying, okay, I am your obedient servant. And on other hand, he used to say that I'm going to be Krishna tomorrow. So much intoxication every day. Murli, there was picture of Lakshmi Narayan and Krishna. So he would say, tomorrow I'm going to become. Even in his room, no? He said, tomorrow I will wear this costume, as if he will leave this costume old and become Krishna, new costume. So that was, on one hand, humility, no? He will bow down to children and say, namaste. He didn't want children to say, bow down, but he will bow down. And sign also, obedient servant, most obedient servant. So humble and intoxicated, child and master. So that way he was balanced, completely balanced, and always good wishes for everybody, pure feeling and good wishes. Because even Avyakt Bap Dada, we would see that whenever somebody used to meet Avyakt Bap Dada, Baba will give some blessing. You are knowledge. Remember, you are knowledgeful soul. You remember, you are the jewel of knowledge. So, many times what has happened is, Baba gave some blessings and those souls disappeared. So people used to say, how come Baba gave this blessing and they are no more in jnana? But the thing is, it was Baba's good wishes that he may become that, or remember that I am that and that, and become that. So blessing is either you are already there or you are going to become that. You have got chance to become that. And so he had always good wishes and pure feelings. And everybody used to feel, even now, none of you have seen. But don't you feel we belong to him? Everybody feels we belong to him, he belongs to us, without seeing, without having that personal sakar experience. So feeling of belonging, being loved by everybody. Even Prakashmani Dadi, I remember, she was giving talk in Sydney, and at the end of the talk, somebody, new people, expressed, we feel like belonging. Dadi belongs to us. Because she used to be inclusive, even in the talk, inclusive. And speaking with the heart, so much love. So that's how even Baba, because Baba says one of the qualifications you need to be the future world sovereign is, you should be loved by all. You should be loved by God. And you should be content with yourself. So that's where we have to see that I should not be doing any special favor to anyone, but I should have love and good wishes. And wherever there is love, there is good wishes, cooperation, everything. So I have to see that I have that everything. And also we have to see that we are able to remain beyond. So detach is one thing and going beyond. Now if we are maintaining our stage of being beyond, then it's like we are in the subtle region, not on the corporeal region. And higher our stage is, higher we are flying, we will see everything very tiny. So obstacles also will look, problems, obstacles will look very tiny. So in many words, Baba says, change the mountain into mole and not make mole as a mountain. So problems should look very tiny and not say, oh no, what's going to happen? Sometimes when we see big problem, we say, oh no, oh God. So that's, we are a bit worried or shocked by seeing the situation. That should not happen. It should appear nothing. Nothing new. That I have crossed this obstacle many times. And I will be ultimately victorious. That feeling or awareness should be there. So, as we are able to remain, we call it to param stage, going beyond everything, going beyond this world, materialistic world, and having all the time that remaining beyond this body, beyond this world, everything. And at the same time, we have to see that we are able to face every situation with courage. Because if we are, because as you know, in the end, we will have to face many, there will be chaotic situation around. So in those chaotic situation also, remaining observer and detached. Being busy as well as easy. Because as the time goes, we are getting busy. But busy should not make us tense or uptight or stressed. We should remain easy and relaxed. Whatever situation is, we keep on going smoothly. And balance of being child and master. As a master, we can take decision, we can give suggestion. Whatever situation is, we give our opinion without any fear. But at the same time, when a teamwork is there, because nowadays in most of the centers we have teamwork. Team works together, plan everything together. So whatever team decides, then we have to accept it. Then I should not say, oh, you are not listening to me, you are not accepting my opinion. Okay. I am no more in your team. You can do whatever you like. No, sometimes we get sort of upset. But no, as a master we give a suggestion. As a child, we accept the decision and be obedient to the main decision. And even in the laukik, having alaukik drishti. Not look at the laukik as laukiks or expect them. Because husband will expect that, okay, my wife, you have to do all household work. It's your duty. Or you have to satisfy my all desires. You have to be obedient to me. And the wife will say, okay, your husband, you have to earn money. You have to do this shopping. You have to do all this maintenance work. Now sometimes that expectation is there. Okay, you are our children. So you have to be obedient. Whatever I think, you have to do. You are not experienced. No, now treat everybody as Baba's children. Total alaukik drishti. Alaukik attitude. And alaukik action. Our thoughts, words, action, all divine. And nothing ordinary. Because we are not ordinary people, we are deities, future deities. So everything should be divine, alaukik, and not laukik. And tireless server. Service not for the sake of name and fame and position. Or, this is my duty, no? Sometimes that's how we do. If 3-4 people are staying together, this is my job, this is your job. No, everything is Baba's. Baba's. The house is Baba's, the Karma Yoga is Baba, Jnana Yoga is Baba's. So all the time Baba, Baba and not I and mine. As we see, or as we realize, no, even in Murli what Baba will say. He never said I, Brahma Baba, this one. Dadiji, what they, she used to say, she will never say, I want you to do this. Dadi wants you to do these things. Always she would say like that. So, rather than saying I or my, Baba, Baba all the time. And service, do from your heart. Not doing it to please anyone, or name, or fame, or position, no. Do it for Baba. Sincerely. Whichever karma yoga is there, jnana yoga is there, whatever service is there, tireless. To that extent that Baba says, if you are eating your meal and somebody comes, then go and do service. Leave your meal halfway. Not say, I'm tired, or I'm busy, or it's our lunch time, our rest time, don't come at this time. No, whenever somebody comes. So that way, tireless server and great donor. Great donor means not giving limited donation. No, not saying, okay, my duty is 4 hours. Not in Lokik job what we do is, okay, 10 o'clock start, 5 o'clock finish. 5 o'clock means out. Or sometimes even in a Lokik service, sometimes Brahman will say, this is not my duty, this is somebody else's duty. No. Whatever it is, it's Baba's service and I am ever ready. All rounded. So in service, everything I should know. Whether it's jnana yoga, whether it's cooking, whether it's cleaning, whether it's conducting meditation, I should be able to do it. And not feel nervous about this or that. Or feel inferior. Now sometimes you say, oh, this is not my duty. So not feel inferior. But happy to do whatever is coming in my way. So that way my thoughts also not ordinary. Thoughts also jnani. Churning jnana. Introspection. My words should be also, Baba says, royalty. Which means sweet, soft, essenceful. And my karma should be elevated. My attitude should be always spiritual and positive. Total transformation from Shudra to Brahman to deity. Always cheerful. Always happy. Not sometimes fluctuating, sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy. No. Always happy. Nothing should, no situation, no people should snatch away my happiness. So that way, by paying attention to myself, checking myself all the time, and changing with determination. Because we need to have such a determination, I want to do it. Not sometimes, now. Sometimes should not be in my dictionary, or I will try, no. I want to do it, I will do it. Baba will help me. So having that awareness, Baba is Karavanhar, I am just instrument. So remaining light and carefree. So that way, my effort should be such that my stage is powerful and complete purity. Purity, royalty, honesty. And easy nature. I should get along with everybody. Not that I can do only service with this person. I can't work with this person because their sanskars are like that. No. Easy, flexible. Okay. So, Om Shanti. And now, we will have meditation. Meera Ben will conduct meditation.
चलो मुसाफिर अपने घर